resolution.
Regulation and resolution that he should not come. If he comes, we should not
give a chance to this foreign.
But I must go. If they will keep the shut their doors, I will keep my head there and complete. And if they will open the place where he stayed, I will go to the place where he first came to New York, and in a park near sea, he used to do kartal like this. Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Sivatati Gaur Bhakta Binda Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. I will go shortly there and visit there and take it. And I will pray him that give me energy that I can combine all these senior devotees who have left his home, and you should give me that energy that they should be united again and with so much
enthusiasm,
develop their bhakti, and you should come again in any form and help them.
Jodhimanande!
Because Guru never dies. If you are sincere, he will always in our heart and everywhere and blessing like this. Or don't care anything. And with you and giving inspiration. So perhaps he has sent me. So I am so much glad, so much happy to know that, to meet devotees like me. Devotees like all. I am so much pleased to meet his first female devotee. You know who is she? So qualified devotee who is sitting in the corner of this room. Jadurani. But I never called him. I call everything. Shyam Rani. So I am meeting new devotees who are sincere and very Purani.
Sincere.
I am so much glad to be. And so happy that Krishna is there. So I request you all that you should never be far away from devotee consciousness. Mahatma Prabhu Swami Maharaj has given to you, Prabhupada has given to you. And try to nourish it by water of Hari Katha. And this plant should be Ankur,
sprouted.
And then having so much leaf, so much big tree that it will give a shade to whole world.
Gurtamanamde!
So, I request you all not to give up all these things, but keep here and nourish it by Harikatha in Sadhu Sangha. And no time. You will conquer this illusory Maya of Krishna by the help of Krishna, by the mercy of Krishna. And I will see in my life that you are raising your bhakti so in quality. Best quality. Your bhakti is going towards bhava-bhakti and then. You know who was the sadhak of bhava-bhakti? Bilvamangal Thakur. Perhaps some of you know. And prema-bhakti, not here in this world. It will be in Vaikuntha or beyond that in Golok Vrindavan. That sneha-man. So this, if you will follow this thing, it is called Raga Nuga. And in Braja it is called Aragatmika. And here who is following them? As a sadhan, they are Raga Nuga. So in this world, Raga Nuga bhaktas are very rare. But our aim and object will be to have that. Not less than that. There must be object of our bhakti. And that is called Prayojan. Prem is Prayojan. What kind of Prem? Praja Prem. Gopi Prem. So, we'll have like a Dhruvatara. Okay. Aim and object. whether we are so wretched. We are conditioned so. We are so wretched. But yet I want that. So we should try to follow this Swami Maharaj. I also give my heartly honor to Swami Maharaj and you all. And I think we will meet again. Gaur Premanande.
Hare Krishna, here inspiring devotees to keep following the path of bhakti. And I think it's unfortunate that there have been some divisions, because after all I think all of us, we are trying to accomplish the exact same thing, which is to spread Vedic knowledge, spread Krishna consciousness to as many people as possible. And I think that the divisions that are there are really of a minor importance. And there will always be some divisions. We are different personalities. Srila Prabhupada, Bhaktivedanta Swami had a particular way of presenting Krishna consciousness to the world. Other people may have a slightly different way, but what is important, I feel, is the essence. And I very appreciate the fact that you want to, wherever possible, to revitalize that essential knowledge of Krishna consciousness and inspire devotees everywhere to follow on with that path. And then I think it's totally irrelevant from whatever school or division or tradition. It's all the same Vaishnava tradition, and I think that's the only really important thing. And again, I think it's very unfortunate that there are such divisions and that people make such an important issue out of it, because really, I think it's not important at all. I think the main thing is that Krishna is being served and that Krishna is made well known in the world, and devotional service and Vedic knowledge, and that people become acquainted with Vedic knowledge as much as possible to whatever degree they can understand. And maybe some people can understand a little bit, some people can understand more, some other people can understand even a little more. And I think that's natural, and there's nothing wrong with that. And as long as we recognize that there may be different levels of understanding, and we try to adjust our knowledge or teaching of knowledge to those different levels, I think everything is fine, and we can also operate and work together. So I think that's my personal view. And I know that you coming here, there were some different opinions, and I really think it's unimportant. I think the fact that you're here, I feel very much blessed and appreciative. And the fact that you're following in the same mission as Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada, what he was doing, I think that's very very important, a very positive and inspiring thing. So I think that's very much appreciated. And once again, I hope your mission will be successful, and you'll inspire as many people as possible to either carry on with Krishna consciousness, or to take it up, or to take it to new levels.
Hare Krishna. Gaur
Savai Vasmi Najimami Svaya Vina Iti Vidyaya Radhi Pannay Maam Charana. First of all, I'm offering my heartly honor to my lotus feet of my Gurudev Srila Bhakti Pradhyan Kesava Goswami Maharaj, and then to my Siksha Guru, also my Sannyas brother, my friend, bosom friend, so lotus feet of Srila Bhakti Vedanta Swami Maharaj. And then my dandat pranam to all Vaishnavas who are at the temple. I want to invite their help in my preaching my all activities. I told previously at the home of
Hare Krishna,
that, yeah, that I'd come to Western countries for three purposes. That to touch the lotus feet just of the Swami Maharaj, to turn the whole world in a very short time. So I will try to go to the places where he has given his lotus feet dust. So I will try to take the lotus dust on my head, and I want to be abhishekt by that lotus dust. Abhishekt, I should take bath. So that I may have energy and I can proceed with mission, my mission ko aage badhaun. What is?
Continue.
To get this message to whole world. Okay. And thirdly, I want to meet all the senior devotees who has left this home, or they are bound to be still left. And I want to unite them again and to give them inspiration to not give up the mission of Swami, which is the way he has gone. And we should go forward. Our bhakti should not be stopped. Here, coming to Holland and meeting to senior devotees, new devotees also, that they want to continue Swami's mission to serve Krishna. I'm so glad to at the association of all these devotees. I think that my mission to come to Western countries is fulfilled. I know that if you are deprived of good Vaishnava Sangha, Sadhu Sangha, our bhakti current will be stopped and it will dry. So it is essential for the devotees who have gone some upward, bona fide Vaishnava, that they should keep their association. Let Nityananda Prabhu came to door to door and told, give me your bhiksha. Bhiksha means?
Alms.
What that alms is that? Donation is that? Only chant Harine. Krishna, Krishna. Only Krishna. You should tell one time, Hari Bol,
Gautamanande.
And he went door to door. And he told that Yashe Tamri Bhata Kuru Hari Hari Dhan Manisham Tato
Tato
Sansara
Buddhi Tarnodaya Mani Lagit.
So his hands were up and telling them, you should chant Hari name and you will cross the ocean of birth and death. And if it is not so, then I am
responsible
for that thing. So you should chant. And surely you will go across this Bhavaruga. Bhavaruga is this. birth and death portion. Surely. So, this was the mission of also Swamiji. And this is the mission of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. But not only to give this holiness. This was secondary. Some persons, some devotees, tell that it is wrong, but it is true to accept. It has been written in Chaitanya Charitamrita and in the books of Rupa Goswami. By chanting this, you will realize that there are two kinds of names. One sadhan name and other sadhan. By chanting, by doing so, you'll go in a stage, and that stage is prem, up to gopi prem, radha prem. And if you have no good association or association of any mayavadi, and they are chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, they also chant this name. Kami also said this name. Kami will have the fruit that will go to heaven and again come to this world. Mayavadi also chants Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna. They chant Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. They also chant. But they want salvation or mukti. So none will give the same thing, salvation or heaven or the requirements we require here in this world to be happy, magisterial and financially. But if our association is like Rupa Goswami, Sanatana Goswami, Krishna Das, Kaviraj Goswami, Bhakti Vinod Thakur, and our in our disciplic order, then this name will take us to globe Vrindavan treasure. And if association is not good, not a Rashik Vaishnav or any qualified Vaishnav, we will not have that thing. We have explained it. Satang prasangamam vitya samvidau or Krishna bhakti rasabhavita mati priyatam kutopi yadi labdate tata laulam se mulyam ekalam janma koti sukriti jnana. You know sukriti? Good activities, not good activities, sukriti. Those activities who are related to Krishna or Krishna parikar, like Tulasi, Jamuna, Govardhan, any bhakta, that activity, thousand and thousand, but it will go so thick, and by the result of that, we will have a real sadhu sangha. Otherwise, it will have the association of a bona fide guru, bona fide Vaishnava, but no security is there. We cannot associate. We will see things that he is an ordinary person. Lycan thought that Krishna is ordinary person. So it needs the sukriti for so many births and births. Then, like, may I give an example? What is sukriti? There was a pigeon sitting on the branch of any tree. Nearby there was mandir, temple of Radha and Krishna. A hunter came at once, saw that there is none here, and he shot that pigeon. The arrow went through in his heart, and he fled from that tree. He was not in his senses, and he was going like phat-phat, rolling down. And he went to did a parikrama, not parikrama, but as
flew around
that time. And he, that, what was the result? It was a mandir of Sri Mandir of Srimati Radha and Krishna. So it was Sukriti. And next time he became a devotee and a pure guru, bona fide guru was managed to him. And thus he. What Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has told and Radhamananda has told, Krishna Bhakti Rasabhavitamati Priyatam Kutopi Jadi Labdhati Tatra Laulyam Api Mekalam Koti Janma Sukrate Na Labdhati. But Raganuga Bhakti is so rare. So Raganuga Vaishnava are so rare in this world. Very rare. By the Sukrati of lakhs and lakhs works, we cannot have the association of that Rasik Bhakta like Rama. Very hard. Again, we cannot have the association of Swamiji. I don't know after how many births we will have. So, the Vaishnav, real Vaishnav, Rasik Vaishnav, descend this world very rare. It is not found by the Sukritis. These associations are received only by the mercy, unconditional mercy of any Uttam Bhagavat or Bhagavat Krishna himself, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Yes, Sukriti will not work to have the association of Rasik Vaishnava, Krishna Bhakti, Rasamat Bhavitamati. You know Rasagulla, sponge Rasagulla? No. See. It is given in rush.
Syrup.
Syrup.
Yes.
And every nook and corner, every. If you do like this, rush and rush will. And if you do so much, again, there should be some rushing. So the persons, devotees of high grade, having their mati, mati means heart, immersed in that ocean of a rush, and his body, mind, soul, all the senses, all has become rush. It is very rare in this world. And if I want to, if anyhow, by fortune, by unconditional mercy of Krishna or his associates, they are coming down to us, then at once by this, how you call bad? He can be bad. There is a process. What process? To serve him and hear him. What they will tell in their association, a very powerful Krishna pastimes we can hear. And that pastimes will take us to the about Vrindavan Raja, where there is no birth, no difficulty, no death, nothing. Only the ocean of Ananda is flowing off. Like I'm giving an example. What type of Harikatha goes where these kinds of sadhus are assembled? Two sadhus, who? Rup and Sanatana. They were brothers outwardly, but who are they? Rup Manjari and Rati Manjari.
Lavang Manjari.
And outwardly they are seen as Rup and Sanatana. They are brothers. And also there is some relation more. Disciple and guru. Who is guru and who is disciple? Can you tell who is guru?
Both are guru.
But I think that Rup was guru. Rup has, Sanatana Goswami has himself admitted that I am disciple, he is my guru. And Rup Goswami is telling that Sanatana Goswami is my beloved guru and I am disciple. What should we decide? Who is Guru and who is disciple? In interior world, they are Sakhi. But in this world, Sanatana is telling that I am Shishya and he is telling I am Shishya. To whom we will take part? We will decide in what favor? Now I will try to follow rules, Krishna. Why? Why? Both are his Guru and his Shishya. But ye Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has told that. Sri Chaitanya Mano Bhishtam Sthapitam Jaina Bhutale Swayam Rupah Kada Mariyam. So he is, Rupa Goswami is disciple of Sanatana. We will serve and we will try to serve and obey the rules. They are sitting where in Nandagaon? Where? Thair Kadamba. Have you seen those who have done parikrama with me? They have seen. Otherwise not seen. I took so many ISKCON devotees also with me and I have taught them. I have done parikrama at least in my life more than 50 times. Every year parikrama. If you will join in Kartik month there in Vrindavan, you may have be all these things. So sacred and so rahasyapurna.
Mysterious place.
Yes, yes. So I am inviting you all.
Government
or parikrama there and see all holy places. So they were sitting and talking to each other. Very poor. So those who are so lucky and fortunate, they will follow this Harikatha. What Harikatha was going? Tasmin mahan mukharitam madhubhisharitra piyoshasesa sarita paritasra bhanti. When the Jodh Sipoti with Maharaj meeting together, so sweet, so marvelous Harikatha, first chant of Krishna discussed. Sanatana Goswami told that, do you know why Brahma came and has stolen cows and
cowherd boy?
He told that sometimes, something I know but not as you. But you are telling to tell me, so I am obeying your order and telling. There are so many siddhants here to learn in our life and to proceed on the path of bhakti. Then our sadhana bhakti will go to bhava bhakti and bhava bhakti will go to, and this is prema bhakti is our goal. If our goal is nothing and doing chanting harinam hari bol hari bol and there is no goal of our sadhana, the bhakti will be stopped and will be of nothing. Zero, like zero. So we should first make a goal of our life, goal of our devotion and practicing and sadhana bhakti. What is the goal? Oh, you are not qualified to select any goal. Foolish person, foolish person still like this. If anyone is teaching or going to school and to college, he will decide what he wants to go in what way. He wants to be a doctor or scientist or businessman or what architecture, architect or what he wants to. And he should go in that way. Otherwise he will not be successful. So we must have a goal. And what is that goal? Krishna. in Chaitanya Chaitanya, in the books of our Goswami, in the message of our Guru Bhargava. It is clear that Krishna Prem is Prem Prayojan. Prayojan means?
Ultimate goal.
Ultimate goal is Krishna. Any blind person who will read Chaitanya Chaitanya, he will see that Krishna, Madan Mohan is Sambandha, Bhakti is Avidheya, and Prem is Prayojan. More clearly I am telling you. Sadhan, by means of bhakti, by adopting the methods of bhakti and doing bhakti, we will have bhav and prem. Without adopting, we cannot have a love, a perfection to Krishna. So object of the bhakti is to give the fruit Krishna prem. Not only Krishna prem, gopi prem. Not only this, topic, the surface of Srimati Radhika, that is to be a palm dash. Anarpitacharim kirat karunayava terinaha kalau samarapaitum unnatajjalar sang samasi siyam unnata ujjalar. What is unnata ujjalar? The service done by Srimati Radhika and gopis to Krishna is unnata ujjalar. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has come to give something about this. If any is not knowing this, the object of the bhakti, object of our sadhana, that ultimate goal is to serve Srimati Radhika or Krishna like gopis or Brajavasi even, then his bhakti will be stopped. Bhakti is like a current. If you control, if you have so many dams and other things controlling and controlling, then bhakti will go away. And you will control like Hiranyakashipu, Raman, Kamsa, and like all them. They always try to control devotees and bhakti. So, I am coming to the point again that two brothers, Rupa and Sanat, were sitting under the shade of Kadamba tree. What? What is that place? Krishna used to call all his cows Shyamali, Dhavali, Jamune, Gange, Pishangi, Chitkavari. He has so many names for all cows. And if in lakhs and lakhs, in crores of crore cows, if one is absent there, he will count on his finger and this mala. Oh, only this cow, where is that cow? And he will take float and climb on the top of that Kadamba tree and will call, "Oh Gange, where you are? Come on, come on, come on." And he will come. So it is called Sair Kadamba, to call. Not only this, at midnight, Krishna has taken his cloak and climbed on the top of that Kadamba tree and calling, Radhe, Lalite, Vishakhe, and all coming running. And that thing is that we are alone. All coming, all coming. So it is called the Kadamba. When we go there and sit under the shade of the tree, automatically the sweet passions will come as a chain. If you not, don't want, even they will come. So sacred place. So two were talking. What talking was going there? How Brahma has stolen away the cock and the
coward boy.
Swarupa Goswami praying and telling to Sanatana Goswami, as a student is answering his guru, that in Braja
all the gopis, those who were like mother, they wanted that Krishna should take their breast and milk. And they were hankering for this, to serve Krishna as his own child. And those who were girls, married, unmarried, don't sleep. Married, unmarried. They wanted that Krishna should be our beloved. Like husband he should. I should be married to Krishna. All the cows, they wanted that Krishna should be our calf, that Krishna should take our milk and bread. So there were so many kinds of gopis, cows and all others, that they all wanted to serve Krishna in their particular way. Krishna thought how it can be done, that I will be corpse of all cows in Braja and I will be the husband of all
gopis
and I will be the child of all how is Krishna can play in one role so many roles plays. When he was in the mouth of Agasur, how fortunate was. He had done nothing, but yet Krishna went in his mouth, in his heart. So many sacred yogis, they cannot call Krishna in their heart, so sacred, and doing lakhs and lakhs, yet austerities, hard austerities, Brahma and Shankar and all. But Krishna does not come for a moment in their hearts. And we see that Krishna, which is all cause and all voice, entered in the mouth and went straight here. How he was there? Went himself. So after that, he gets salvation. Sarupa Mukti to Agasura. Brahma was watching. All the semi-gods were watching. Especially Brahma, and say, oh, how wonderful it is that he wanted to swallow Krishna and to murder Krishna, but yet he has given salvation, Sarupa Mukti. So, why he has given? Oh, he is Lord of Lords. He is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So I should try to see any more persons of Krishna. He was not going to test Krishna. Ordinary person know that he was trying to test Krishna whether he was God or not. But this was not the test. Because he is our guru and first guru. So he cannot do like this. So he thought that I should do anything. That I will see other persons of Krishna. So he did not pray, but he tried himself to try to have Krishna darshan or to try to do be a devotee. It will not be fruitful if Krishna mercy is not there. If that the mercy of any devotee or Krishna, then we will have this bhakti, especially this Radha Nuga Premamayi bhakti, Bhava bhakti. Otherwise, we will do so much effort, but it will go in vain. Like Yasoda wanted to try Krishna, and he did so much effort, but she was failed. And when Krishna was happy, automatically she bonded Krishna. So there is needed mercy. And this mercy will be causeless mercy. So here, Brahma wanted to see other persons, but by his own effort. And so he wanted to stole away the boys and cops and wanted to see after that what Krishna is doing. If he has prayed that I want to see your pastime, then Krishna has shown, but he did not do so. And he tried himself. Why he tried? Because Krishna wanted to be the cop, to be the husband, and to be child. So he dragged Brahma from Brahmaloka. And he first showed his pastime of giving salvation to, and he created an desire that I want to see. So this desire that I will stole away the corpse and from where this desire came? From Krishna through Jogmaya. It is that entered. And he was thinking that I am thinking so. But actually he was not thinking so. Because Krishna has to play so many roles. So he that Brahma there and he inspired to do all these things. So when Brahma is stolen away, the corpse and the boys, gop boys, Krishna make a miracle, and in a second he became all the less and less corpse and less boys himself. There is sticks, there's kamaliya, you know? Black
blanket.
So see, he made himself all things. He revealed, he manifested their nature, their voice, everything. You see, bansi, cloth, everything he became Krishna. But this that anyone did not know. Even Baldev Prabhu did not know for a year. In the meantime, Krishna was going to Braja, to everyone's house as a cow, being a cow of all the cows, each cow, and being a child, a son of all the gopis, each gopi. The fact came that at first gopis were loving their child and also to Krishna, but at that time they used to love more Krishna than their child. But now, equal. Equal affection and love to their child and Krishna. Because at that time, Krishna has become their son. So the affection towards son and to Krishna became equal. And the cows, first cows used to love, affect Krishna more than their child son, but now they had equal affection for their own cops and Krishna. Wonderful day, Prabhu. Also, a very miraculous thing was done. Gargacharya, you know, the feast of Vasudev, he declared that this year is very good year. You should marry your all girls, all daughters, even they are very little. You should marry this year. So they married. Those who are mature, those who are not mature, yet they married this year. And this marriage was done to whom?
With Krishna.
Because all the cowherds were Krishna. So automatically, all were married to Krishna. But when Krishna became Krishna and the cows and all were separating, all were knowing that our husband is that one. But they have no a little love for them, affection for them, love for Krishna. But they are
knowing that my husband is he, not Krishna, and this is called Parakriya Bhava. It is the best love for Krishna in whole universe. And without Gopi and without Vrindavan, it will not be in Dwarka, Mathura, Ajodhya, Vaikunth, anybody. And Krishna is just it. So everything was done miraculously. He became the husband of all the gopis, were married or unmarried. He became the cock of each cow, and he became the son of all the gopis, and played for a year. One day, when Brahma came from there, he returned to his abode in Brahma. The Santari.
Santari means gatekeeper.
Gatekeeper told that, "Who are you?" He told that, "You don't know, recognize me, I am Brahma. No, I am not recognized. Because our Brahma is there, sitting on the throne here, controlling everything. Who are you?" Brahma has come here. He saw in his mind, "Oh, Krishna is there and taking my seat. Oh, I have done offense in the lotus feet of Krishna." He at once returned, but he took 1 year for the human calculation. And in the meantime, Baldev Prabhu saw that cows were grazing in Govardhan. That their newly born child there, cocks there, but not caring for them. They saw their elder cocks with Krishna grazing in Madhuban. And cows running from there, leaving that child, newborn child, and running